From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Officials face a tall order to get all Missouri nursing home workers vaccinated because fewer than half of them have received the shots. By that metric, Missouri's 48% ranks third lowest in the nation, trailed only by Florida and Louisiana, both at 47%. Hawaii leads the states at 89%. But at the same time, some 82% of Missouri's nursing home residents have been vaccinated, which is just behind the national average of 83%. Joseph Schaefer is the chief operating officer for Prime Healthcare Management, which operates 7 nursing homes across the state of Missouri, and he says he's already had several employees quit over the vaccine mandate the Biden administration announced for nursing home workers. A Missouri prosecutor has filed a motion asking a judge to exonerate Kevin Strickland, a man who has been imprisoned for 4 decades for a triple murder that she and many others do not believe he committed. The motion was filed Saturday and made public today. It stems from a new law that gives local prosecutors the authority to ask judges to exonerate prisoners they believe are innocent. Members of the team that prosecuted Strickland, federal prosecutors in the Western District of Missouri, Jackson County's presiding judge, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, and some Republican members of Missouri's legislature have all said Strickland should be released. Springfield, Missouri-based Convoy of Hope is in Louisiana, preparing to help an area's hardest hit by Hurricane Ida. Ozarks Public Radio's Michelle Skaliski reports.
Convoy of Hope spokesman Ethan Forehead said 19 of the organization's disaster relief emergency vehicles and semi-trucks set out for Shreveport, Louisiana from Springfield early Sunday. Monday morning, they were headed to the areas heavily impacted by the storm. He said they wouldn't know what to expect until they got closer to the disaster zone.
We play it by ear and we get in as far as we can go. We've been in contact with churches and city officials and disaster people inside the disaster zone. So we have goals of where we'd like to be.
Team members are ready with heavy equipment and chainsaws to help clear debris, and they'll distribute supplies. I'm Michelle Skaliski.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol says a man drowned over the weekend at a popular lake after jumping from a 125-foot cliff. Television station KYTV reports the incident happened just after 5 p.m. Saturday when 41-year-old Thomas Painter of Bosworth jumped from the cliff into the Lake of the Ozarks on the western portion of the lake. Missouri officials have said they've seen an increase this year in the state's number of drownings. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.